Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Storm Large, and I'm doing time with Charmaine Brooks.
Week three, you did just what I needed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not big on the Cars, I gotta admit, but I liked the way you sang it.
Thank you.
Now,
like, I grew up in Boston, and the Cars and Aerosmith. Like, if you didn't like the Cars or Aerosmith, you were a jerk.
Oh, okay.
They're big Boston bands, and I loved the Cars. I thought it was really sexy, weird, like pop, kind of heavy, and kind of like not as trippy as Devo, but
right.
Still really modern sounding without going all Flock of Seagulls cheesy.
Right.
I love the Cars. Those records still hold up for me. You know, Candio and I think it was Let's Go, or I can't remember.
Right.
But it's great, great music, and I love the Cars. And it's sexy, you know. It's like, I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time. It's basically like, come over to my house and fuck me.
Atta girl. Well, yeah, I think it goes across better with a girl singing it.
I love when men sing women's songs and women sing men's songs. I'm very reluctant to pick a woman's song because they automatically compare you to the woman.
True.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's like, it's infuriating. Like, when there's a whole song on the board, I won't do it because they'll automatically make a physical comparison to me, to Courtney Love. They'll, you know, and it'll be in a non-musical way. It will be a physical,
right,
personality, whatever way. So I always avoid doing women's songs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here she is with Just What I Needed by the Cars on NTG Radio. All women, all day.
I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing all so near, I kinda lose my mind. Yeah, it's not the ribbon that you wear. It's not the ribbons in your.
Jill kind of bugged me because the fact that their whole band, all of their three bands, was about tits and ass.
Yep.
And then she goes and grinds with me and goes, I think that's tacky.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was pretty low.
Yeah. Well, Gilby has played in, you know, the big hair bands, but he is really a very classy gentleman, and I can see him actually being totally serious about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was the guy that went to strip bars and, you know,
right.
I think he was the guy that, you know, went home to his wife and kids, and, you know, he loves music, and that's all he cares about is music, not all the crap that comes with fame, you know?
Right.
So, if Tommy said it, I'd just be like, dude,
yeah,
shut up.
Exactly.
I want to see more skin on me, but that bothers you? But Gilby, coming from Gilby, I get it, because he's actually a really classy, not that what she did was gross in my estimation at all for rock and roll.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Right.
But I could see him being actually serious about that.
Right. Another song that I completely love of yours is called Beautiful.
Yeah. That's
what?
My favorite.
Oh, your lyrics, I'm just telling you, like, I'm also a songwriter, and it's like, you nail it every time when it comes to that stuff, and what a beautiful song.
Thank you so much.
Now, when did you write that one?
Jesus.
I think you said it goes back to Storm and the Dirty Mouth, maybe. Or maybe Storm Incorporated.
I wrote that with Michael when Dirty Mouth was ending.
Right.
Michael Cavaceno, who I still play music with, but I mean, obviously I'm busy right now, but one of the greatest guitar players, but he studies a lot of classical guitar, so he's not a super rock guy, but he had this beautiful line, and played it. We also lived together, so he would play it around the house, and so I'd just be singing to it, and it just sort of naturally evolved.
It's your voice sounds so beautiful, for a better term. And I'm telling you, that one's the one that's stuck in my head. I'm walking around like, goes, "Ain't life beautiful?" You know, like I can't stop singing it.
You should see me in a room full of rabid Storm fans when I perform that song.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh my God, they're all, you can't hear me. They're singing it.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Oh, it's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
It's my total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, speaking of Total Eclipse of the Heart, that one's coming up right after this. So don't worry, we're playing that tune too, because she can rock that one. All right, so this is Storm Large with a live rendition of Beautiful, and this song is amazing. And I don't know what Storm fans call ourselves, but I've decided to call myself a Storm Chaser. That's what I am. Right here on NTG Radio, Beautiful by Storm Large.
So here's a song that I want you guys to help me sing.
What song, Storm? What are you talking about?
It's an old song. How many of you guys have seen me before? You saw me when I was in the Dirty Mouth long ago. When I still have a dirty mouth. But I've been to the dentist once or twice in the last 10 years. Yeah, she poked me and I was like, "Ah, fuck, you fucking cunt, fuck, fuck." So she knocked me out. Now I like the dentist a lot. But anyway, no, this is an old song of mine that I used to perform in a band called Storm Incorporated. And most of you guys know this song and love this song. It's the little Ugly Duckling song. It's the little Cinderella song. It's called Beautiful. She was over the top and out of control. And she ran away when she was 13 years old. But she had her feet on the ground. And nobody pushed her.
Isn't that a great tune? All right. So next up, we talked about her doing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Or if it's Total Eclipse of the Heart, you know I'll rock it.
Well, I've heard you rock it. I've heard you rock that one.
I love that song, man. I have performed that song. My piano player hates me for doing it. But we could be at the most hardcore punk rock club playing with skinheads.
Right.
And these totally pierced headed teenage, no way they know who Bonnie Tyler is, but they know the song.
Yeah.
And halfway through it, they're holding lighters, singing the chorus, and at the end of the song I'm like, just the boys, and they're like, the whole room,
right,
booming with male voices, like holding up candles and lighters and cell phone LED lights. It is the best.
That is awesome.
God bless Bonnie Tyler.
Now I have that version of you doing it, so I'm going to play that.
From where? Is it from one of my fan sites, an MP3?
Actually, Adam Bott, who he said you'd know him as Adam the Bootleg Guy.
Adam the Bootleg Guy.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the quality must be kind of...
It's not too bad, actually.
Holding the recording device, and he's laughing through the whole show.
Turn around, every now and then I get a little bit nervous, and you're never coming round. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my teeth. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous, and the best of all my years have gone by. And every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eye. Every now and then I fall apart.
Right, Storm Large there with her version of Total Eclipse of the Heart. Wouldn't it be cool if she got to sing that on Rockstar Supernova? All right, back to the interview.
Okay, let's go for week 4. Anything, anything, which you just fucking nailed.
Thank you. Nobody knew it.
I didn't even know it.
You didn't?
I had no clue, and you start singing. I'm like, this is a fucking awesome tune.
How old are you?
36.
You're 36, and you don't know that song?
No.
God, that's so weird.
I don't know. Maybe I'm sheltered.
Maybe.
I knew every other song.
So many soundtracks.
Yeah. I'm not much
it's
big
like
on
it's like a lot of teenage movie. I mean, I couldn't name any, but I've heard it so many times.
Right.
But,
it was a, okay, I loved
I'm
it.
Old school punk rocker, and so I just know all those college radio independent songs and stuff like that.
Right.
All right, so here she is, Storm Large, doing Anything, Anything on NTG Radio, all women, all day.
Oh yeah, what is it tonight? Young, I learned the game. Love and happiness were the same. Now I'm older, I don't play. I found out the hardest way. I got wasted and he got mad. Call me names and I call my name. I go crazy and you do too.
Congrats on the encore.
Thank you very much.
How'd that feel?
Oh, it felt great. It felt fantastic. It was nice to actually do a rock show again and just kind of jump.
Right.
Feel some humans, you know?
Yeah.
Crush some humans. Really good. You know, I've been sequestered for 5 weeks and haven't gotten laid in quite a while. And
oh, no.
It's just kind of nice to get slammed around in some way, you know?
Right.
I had a guy in Columbus, Ohio, tell me straight up that a woman will not win. And I asked him straight up, I go, excuse me, but I'm just wondering if you know what year it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, dude, not to be all N-O-W, but get your knuckles off the ground, bro.
Yeah.
Come on. You come over here, we'll leg wrestle. You tell me who's bitch.
You got nice fucking legs, too, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I noticed that when you're wearing that skirt. You and Delana both have wicked pipes.
I love Delana.
I love her, too.
She's so awesome.
Both you guys are my girls. Do you know what I mean? It's like every week, it's like, there's my girls. All right. Kick ass.
I know.
It's like,
they had to separate us in the pod. Separate us in the, where we sit. Because we were rocking out and partying and taking attention away from other things.
Oh, gee. That's such a bad thing. Okay, so what's up this week? I know you can't tell me what song it is, but you can tell me a bit about how it went.
I felt really good about it. It was the hardest one I've ever done.
Okay.
Because it was completely out of my safety zone, and I was really, really, really nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was my first choice, and my only choice, really. And I feel like I nailed it. I mean, I was a little bit, for me, a little nervous
mm-hmm.
While I was performing it, instead of being completely lost.
Right.
I think I stayed a little nervy throughout the performance. I'll have to see it. If it doesn't show, if I can't see it, then I was wrong. But I felt a little nervy about it.
How were the comments?
I can't tell you, baby.
Oh.
You'll see.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
All right, so we all know now that it was the song Changes, which she nailed, but I couldn't get a copy of her doing that song before I had to send this in so you guys can all hear it today on Friday. All right, so we are going to move on. And don't worry, because I have another interview booked for September 4th. So if Storm is still there, then I'm going to be interviewing her again. And we're going to go over everything from this point to then. So you hear that song then, okay? So I'll keep you posted on that. Anyways, so we're going to move on to our last song of the night, which is an original. And it's called Ladylike. And it's a great tune. And it has really cool lyrics in it. You'll figure it out. All right. Here's her telling about that song.
Which is killer, is What Is Ladylike?
Ladylike.
What an awesome tune that is.
I love that song.
You write wicked
songs. I don't know where that came. Oh, I remember. Jeff Trott. Jeff Trott was, he writes songs for Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
He used to live up in Portland. And he had this CD of riffs and beats and stuff that he wanted me to listen to and jam to. And he had this one weird guitar line, and I was listening to it in my van, and just, you know, someone was like, you know, people comment about the fact that, you know, I'm very masculine. I'm beautiful. No, that I'm beautiful, but I'm very
ballsy,
like masculine intellectually and the way I carry myself, and which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when it comes across as a negative, I'm just like, well, you know, what the fuck is ladylike?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
What the fuck is ladylike? Rosa Parks is a hero, and she was a lady, and she would not get up, and she was a hero, and she was a lady. You know, and when women are being uppity or being bitchy or asserting themselves, you know, be a lady. It's like, what the fuck is ladylike?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it someone who's going to shut up and get out of the way?
Right.
No.
And the version I have, you kind of explain all that in the beginning of it, and it's really cool.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Here's another song about what a feminine little flower I am. I am a delicate buttercup. Fucking suck my dick. I'm drinking wine. I gotta be somewhat sophisticated, don't I? Anyway, whatever. The whole idea of being a lady is just ludicrous, I think. Because nobody, you know, no one talks shit. I mean, okay, you don't want to go into a restaurant and be disgusting, you know, if you don't want to be in public and be gross, like men or women. But the whole idea of be a lady, don't be loud. In other words, don't let anyone know what you're thinking. Don't be opinionated. Don't be contrary. That's a bunch of bullshit. It's like, be a lady means shut up, bitch. I don't really do well with that. So I wrote a song called What the Fuck Is Ladylike? Well, I'm sorry about your girl, little center of the universe. Axis turns the world, and you need a jet to get to her. And all the way she moves attracts all kinds of focus from all over the room. She smokes, not ladylike. She's not ladylike. You take the world and spin it. You don't fuck around at all. No, you're in it to win it. So you can make some gold. So you can make some more. So you can win the girl. Cause baby, that's who you've been working for. She's big and she's proud. And she knows just what the world is about. Hey, what the fuck is ladylike? If ladies like to do what the fuck they like, just like you. Yeah, just like you. Look out, a man, here comes another one. What the
Awesome. I haven't even released that record yet, and you guys know the words. That's so awesome.
And I'm not an anti-male. I don't consider myself a feminist. Like a humanist and a realist. I'm just like,
right.
Come on, people.
Exactly.
We're all here together. Some of us have different junk than others, but we all want the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just let's get the fuck over it and move on.
Yeah, I like that about you.
Thanks, I appreciate it. It's bitten me in the ass a bunch of times, but what do you know? Here I am, almost 40, competing in a rock star television program, so it's...
How old are you?
The world. 37.
Oh, cool. So we're roughly the same age.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we can still kick it, honey.
Hell yeah, mama. No fake IDs needed.
Yeah, exactly. Although it'd be nice to get asked once in a while.
I still get carded.
Oh, you
well,
bitch.
Not all the time.
You don't look 37. Don't,
if I've had some sleep.
All right, now I normally don't put in the outtakes, but this one was funny. So I'm putting in the outtake, and then I'm going to put what she actually said. We're running over time, but who gives a shit, right? It's Storm Large. We got to just give her credit and her time.
Hello, everybody. This is Storm Large calling. No, it's not calling. I feel like I'm leaving a fucking voice message. Hold on.
Take two.
Okay, all right. Hello, everybody. This is Storm Large, and you're listening to NTG Radio. All women, all day.
All right. Well, she got it right on the second time. She was funny, though, eh? Okay, so she wanted to say one more thing for Davey and the balls, so here that is.
Give my balls and my Davey all the love in the world.
I'll put that right in there so they hear it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that is my outro music. And so I want you to know that I had a blast. I hope you guys had a blast. Don't forget, September 4th, I'm going to be talking to them again. So it will air sometime in September. I will keep you guys all posted on the websites at stormlarge.com. And I will let you know when. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, for Delana, her buddy. And Delana, she's cool. I love her too. This is awesome. It's going to be a great, great interview. So take care, all, and I will see you next Friday. And don't forget that Doing Time is a copyright of Charmaine Brooks and Bad Girls Productions. See you then. I don't need